Man of the year, man of the year, man of the year. Welcome to the number one friendship podcast in the country. I'm Matt Ritter.
I'm Aaron Caro.
Guys, please check out manoftheyearpodcast.com for all of your needs. I mean, you need clothing, right? You should just be wearing head to toe man of the year gear like Caro's wearing that We Should Be Friends had. I get people stopping me all the time on the streets for it. And also go to our YouTube page. You can see we do some fun stuff there too. You know, you guys are my friends, so I want to give you a tip. I am the friend of pleasure. I love a little bit of action. So go to Bet Online. It's your number one source for all your summer sports this season. You got MLB going on. You got golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. They have all the latest stats, news, scores to follow your favorite teams. That doesn't mean you have to be a Knicks fan like me, but you should be. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props. God, I love a player prop bet. Like, who's got over under 1.5 blocks. Oof. Odds are just about odds on just about every sport out there. I mean, sports you haven't even heard of. So head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. So, Caro, you know what I've been thinking about? You know what nobody ever says? They never say, you know, that's a great guy. You know, he really talks shit behind people's back. Like, you never see anybody at a eulogy go, you know, that guy, he was the best. He would just, the second you leave a room, he would just be bashing you in front of other people.
He stabbed you in the back is never something you say.
Yeah. You never go, oh man, you know what I'm looking for in a friend? Somebody who speaks ill of me.
Well, you know, the famous Oscar Wilde quote, a true friend stabs you in the front.
I've always liked that about Oscar Wilde.
Yeah.
What were some of his plays? I don't remember.
First of all,
the importance of being earnest.
Could you guess within 100 years of like when he was active?
Okay. I'll play this game. 1813.
Oh, I thought that I don't know the answer. No, I'm joking. Well, he died in 1900.
All right. So maybe I was right.
He was born in 1854. So no.
Oh, I was way wrong. Okay. Well, all right. Later than I thought. Yeah, but it was a great quote. You know, he was the first guy in modern times to say, don't be a little gossip.
Right.
I thought that could be a great topic for us because both of us came across this topic independently, but tell our listeners where you came across this topic.
Well, I came across it a very sort of valid, well-respected source, which is America's sweetheart, Gail King.
And I came across it as I was listening to America's new sweethearts, the Giggly Squad, Hannah and Paige, who I think are hilarious. But they both had the same point, which was they were trying to sort of, it's a bit of a hot take. Is there some benefit to gossip?
And Gail, yeah.
What did Gail have to say?
Gail, you know, had research. There was some sort of study from, I mean, it's University of Maryland, so I don't know how much credence we're going to give to that. But
shots fired. I mean, you think anybody from Maryland would even care? They'd be like, no, you don't respect our studies.
The only reason I know that is because Gail King went to Maryland and she shouted out her alma mater.
I just remember when we went to college, Maryland was like the number two party school in the country. That was their claim to fame.
One of my biggest shows of all time, I played the Maryland like basketball.
Whoa. Terrapin Stadium.
I have a great picture of it. I have to find it. I think
called
I have
the big clamshell. No, I'm just making that up. I have no idea. You don't even know what it's called, do you?
No, I have no idea. So, okay. So what Gail said is, first of all, that studies show that most people spend an hour gossiping each day.
What?
Yeah.
An hour?
No, gossip would be defined as talking about other people. So maybe you and I. And here's the possible benefits. It helps you determine who you should associate with. Mm-hmm. It helps bonding. Mm-hmm. It validates your emotions if you're feeling something about somebody. It's information that people value. So you feel like you're valued because you're passing on this information. Mm. The caveat is gossip is only helpful if it's true. And, you know, she also said the misconception of gossip is always negative. Sometimes gossip is positive, which I have some thoughts about.
So the Giggly Squad basically said the same thing, but just funnier.
Okay. Should we tell our audience what the Giggly Squad is?
They all probably know. They're just two funny chicks, Anna and Paige. They're hilarious.
It's a podcast.
They cover pop culture usually, but they happen to stumble upon something that I thought was friendship related. But so can we just talk about the definition of gossip first? I want to stop you there because I think I agree with you. Like, I've always thought of gossip is inherently a negative term.
How could gossip be positive, honestly?
Right. The term is, it's got a negative connotation to it. So if you want to say, oh, information gathering, fine, then say information gathering. But gossip, to me, that's speaking ill of somebody, no?
I mean, I suppose.
Or is it just juicy info? Sometimes it's just juicy and it's not negative.
Right. And I guess if, you know, a friend's show got picked up or someone got a new job or someone has a new girlfriend, I guess.
That's hot goss. And that's not negative. So maybe we're correcting ourselves.
It's not. That's lukewarm goss, though.
I don't know. When you find out somebody got a show picked up or has a new girlfriend or something, or somebody knocks somebody up, is that negative? I mean, it's goss. It's juicy.
Well, let me ask you this. If someone is exchanging information with you and they preface it by saying, you can't tell anyone this.
Then that
like
makes it
that, you love that.
Secret. That's a you secret.
By the way, or when someone says to you, you promise you won't say anything, has anyone ever said, no, I can't promise that?
Well, I was actually thinking that you were going to say something different because like I think when you're married, like it's assumed that it's getting to the spouse.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I don't tell you guys anything.
Yeah, it's assumed. But I also think it's assumed. Maybe this is a hot take. I think it's assumed when you say you can't tell a soul. That means you can't tell a soul plus one.
If I told you something that I didn't want Jess to know, okay, for whatever reason, and I said to you, Matt, like, I really don't want you to share this with Jess. Would you honor that or would you just?
I would honor that. No, I would honor that. Unless it was something she needed to know between our,
well, of course, if it was like, if it was about Jess, yeah,
right. If it was something between our bond, I would have to tell her, right?
But would you tell me that?
I agree. What?
That you were going to tell her if I asked you not to?
I don't know.
Look at this. Okay, Matt's grinning his little devilish, his little devilish.
This is getting so. I mean, this is such a hypothetical. I mean, I try to honor people's secrets, but I do think in general. I'm just saying, my point holds. I think when you say, don't tell a soul, I take that to mean don't tell a soul plus one.
You know, I have a legal beef question with you. You know how you can't force a spouse to testify against, is that true?
It was true. I don't know. They may have changed some of the laws in some of these states.
Because I'm always like, well, that's kind of bullshit. Like, why should a best friend has to testify against a best friend, but not a spouse against a friend?
The privilege of being married, Caro.
What about being married?
They don't have spousal privilege. It's only spousal, I believe.
I mean, it would be insane that Jess couldn't testify against you, but your sister Kim could.
Right. We gotta look that one up.
Yeah. So I have some thoughts about gossip, which is I'm not a big gossip, but I don't think you are.
No, we are the opposite of that.
You're a bit a little bit like Littlefinger in Game of Thrones with your little birds around because you're a pillar of the community. So you're popping around, you're sharing little tidbits, you know, small stuff like you see who moved in over there. And
hear things, but is that gossip? Who moved in? There's an open house.
Well, that's positive gossip.
Right. I know. I don't like I think that's our beef here, right? Do we like calling that gossip or not?
Should we coin a term for positive gossip?
Positive gossip.
Gossip.
What is it?
Possip?
Possip. Let me mull on that. I'm so far that's not like really touching me as something that's going to spread and we're going to have t-shirts. What's the hot possip?
Right. I don't know. But we know we did like my manager is a big gossip. Like he'll always call me. He tells me stuff and I can tell that he's told 20 other people this story.
Right.
And I kind of, I don't know how to explain this, Matt. Like, I kind of admire it because it's like, is he not afraid that like this is going to get back to him? He doesn't seem to care.
I think he's already got his reputation. He's already is the cake is baked.
Yeah, but I don't think it's like a loose lips thing. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, he's not somebody I would trust with any hot or even lukewarm gossip.
Yeah. But if you gave him some possip, then he'd spread it around.
Yeah, that's true. He'd be a good person to sprinkle in some positive news, right? That you don't want to. He actually plays a good role, right? So those people play a good role. Positive gossip spreaders. Okay, so let me ask you this. There's a Jewish term. I've always hated this term. That means gossip. Yenta.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought generally that's the same thing. It's a kind of a negative connotation. But on some level, I think the yentas serve a good person. I think on some level, the yentas serve that possip role, the positive goss. They spread that around like wildfire, like, oh, his son's doing this. My son's doing that.
Right. It's funny. I don't think I ever actually knew what yenta meant. That's funny.
Yeah.
I think that, I mean, let's talk about what Gail King or the Giggly Squad says, which it helps you figure out who to associate with. I mean, I assume if I'm like, oh, I met Jim, and you're like, oh, Jim is an asshole. I don't know. Is that even considered gossip, or is that just information?
Right. And that's where it gets tricky, right? Because it's like, I think gossip is, to me, it's like telling something that, you know, you really shouldn't be saying about somebody. But like, right. If clearly somebody's a bad guy and your friend just met them and doesn't know anything about them, and you're trying to protect them from the association with some low character POS. Yeah, that's helpful. And that's good friendship. Is that gossip? I don't know. Technically, maybe.
Yeah.
I think that's more like, you know, helping, just giving somebody a sort of information about the person's character. Gossip to me is usually like story stuff. Anecdotal.
Right. But what about like this, just the act of two besties just gossiping with each other about other people? Like, that's a bonding experience.
Healthy. Yeah. Very healthy. The healthiest thing that two humans can do.
I mean, I think the first 5 minutes of every one of our conversations is just a little bit of light shit talking about everybody we know.
Here's the thing. Healthy. There's nothing. Well, is there anything better than two people independently coming to the same conclusion about somebody who's awful?
Oh, yeah. When you find out that someone else hates someone you hate.
Oh, it's the greatest.
Yeah.
There's nothing better. And you've never spoken about it. And then it's like, on three, how do you feel about this person?
Right. 1, 2, 3. Right. Like, you're at a party. You meet someone maybe new or newish. Some
dancing
third person
around the third person's character.
Right. Haven't you? This
he's
is.
An, oh, he's an interesting guy. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. He's interesting. He's, and then you take a long pause and then you look at the other person and then you're like, yeah. You both have that twinkle in your eye. Like,
yeah, he's the worst. Oh my God. Right. He's the worst.
Yeah.
Have you ever, a couple situations, have you ever been in a situation where someone is about to gossip and they don't realize that you know that person or are good friends with that person?
Right.
Do you intervene or do you let it go?
It doesn't happen to me that much.
Every once in a while.
I'm just like trying to think of like, has that happened to me recently? So somebody's talking shit. Yeah. I mean, I think I would probably want to let it go because you want to hear what they're going to say. Because if you stop it, then you don't really know their character. Like, I think it's revealing for them, but I think then you should stop it and go, that's my friend. But I don't know. It's tricky, right? Cause like, as a good friend to your friend, right, you shouldn't let people go around talking shit about you. Like, I wouldn't want people bashing me. You're there. I don't like, what would you want me to do if I'm in a room and somebody just starts going off on a rant about you? Should I let it go first or should I cut it off right away? Because I saw a video where they were like, you got to cut it off right away. But it's like, no, but I want to hear this person's true thoughts so I know where they stand.
Are there other people there?
Yeah, okay. There's other people there. It's like we're in the corner of a party. somehow somebody's talking about a friendship pod. They don't know it's me. And they go, oh yeah, there's this guy. I know, I went to college with him, Aaron Kira. Oh, what a fucking douchebag. I think immediately I'd be like, oh, he's actually my best friend. I think I would confront them right there.
Okay, let me, this may be a unlikely hypothetical, but let me amp that up. What if they don't know who you are and they're talking shit about you in front of you?
That's great. That's great. I think then I would grab the Penn Gazette cover and open it up and show him. I would show them the, do you mean this guy? Is that who you were talking about?
Guys, we're on the cover of the Penn Alumni Magazine. Go to manoftheyearpodcast.com. You can see the cover.
What would you do? Flip it. What would you do? You're at a party. I'm not there. Somehow my name comes up. You cut it off right away. I'm going to stop. It seems very like unbelievable for anybody. Let me stop you right there. That's a good friend of mine before they say a word.
Well, I think it's middle ground. You don't let them talk for 10 minutes,
right?
But you get the gist.
Right. Once they've indicated that this is bad mouthing, I think then you cut it off.
Then you come in with the people's elbow. And
yeah, you come in and be like, so you think it's cool to talk shit about my best friend in front of me? You thought I was going to let that slide?
And then they're going to be like, oh, I didn't know.
Nothing better than making somebody backtrack in the middle of a shit talk.
But Matt, hasn't that happened to both of us? I remember one instance about 5 years ago, you told me that you said something, told the tale out of school, and the guy's like, oh, that's my agent or something.
I'm sure everybody's done it. We're all guilty of it. Look, I think as you get older, your goal is to not unnecessarily gossip. That's really like where my honest mind is. Like, Jesse and I do not like gossiping. I'm not going to like pretend that, oh, we don't gossip. But I think on the scale of people, like there are some friends that just like, that's like really part and parcel to their identity, like gossiping. Yeah. We're not those people. I really, and I also just in general, I try to just as a rule, I try to think the best of people. I always just say to myself, if they were acting like not their best, I always go, somebody's always going through something. I always say that to myself, like somebody's always going through something, give them a chance. Like I try to think the best of people, but in general, I think it would be disingenuous to say we never gossip. I never gossip, but I would say try not to gossip unnecessarily. That's my rule.
Sorry. Ooh, I have a good, I don't know what this is, a tip/hack. I like gossip about people that I don't even know.
Not
celebrities. Like, occasionally my friend Katrina will be like, oh, my friend, this crazy thing has happened to my friend. I don't know who the friend is. I'll never see the friend. And that's just almost benign.
Oh, that's helping. You're just like benign, right? You're just hearing a story about somebody you'll never meet, never know.
Right.
Maybe there is something healthy. Maybe there should be like benign gossip groups where it's like an AA, but it's just to get to hear gossip of other people's friends.
Gossip's Anonymous.
Gossip's Anonymous. GA. Well, Gamblers Anonymous is GA, but yeah, GOA, Gossip's Anonymous.
What's interesting is that the person is not anonymous. It's the subject of the gossip that's anonymous.
Yes. I think we just created something fun. Well, I know there was a big podcast about that where people gossiped, like they would like record gossip and people would listen to it.
But that's crazy because then it's public for everybody.
Right. But they didn't say the names of the people and stuff.
Yeah.
I think you could figure that out. That's the kind of stuff that gets people killed.
Yeah. Yeah. Like whenever, like, you know, I listen to other podcasts and they have, you know, we obviously anonymize our questions, but when I hear people on a live show, like, I'm like, clearly this person would know who it is.
And they're going to kill you if they ever find out about this. So let's get back into, first of all, you know, we did this as a hot take of like, oh, there's some positive benefits to gossip, sharing information or whatever. But in general, I just wanted to get your take of like how you feel when you just like meet somebody that is a gossip in the negative way.
Well, gossip in the negative way, which they're talking shit about people. Or they just,
yeah. Like where you just see that that's sort of part of their character. To me, it's a horrible trait.
It's interesting because like, listen, you love to receive. There's nothing wrong with receiving some gossip. Like it's not really my fault. I wouldn't confide in them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably not, you don't want to be friends with people that you don't feel comfortable confiding in. But like, you know, that's a good, we always talk about adding people to our crew.
Yeah.
Like gossip.
Oh, should there be a gossip in a crew? I mean, there's definitely, it's there is something to be said for having somebody in the crew that's got the goss.
That's what I mean.
Here's the thing. I just always think of the rule of like, if you're leaving the room, what is this person saying about you? What is this friend saying about you? And if it's a friend that is going around bad mouthing other friends, that's, I think, where you got the rubber has to meet the road. If it's a friend who gossips about other friends, I just think you gotta, that's not somebody you want in your life.
Yeah, I agree.
The second you leave the room, it's coming back onto you.
I mean, to be honest, that's not even really like an example that I can even relate to, because like we would never really do that.
No, I agree. But I definitely know people that do that.
Yeah.
And I always am like, oh, geez, that's such a like, that's what you do. You talk badly about your other friends, you know?
Should we take a listener question?
Let's do it.
Is that a yes? You got to give me a verbal. No, we will. All right. We'll be right back. So, all right, guys. Asking for a friend. If you have a friendship question or ethical dilemma, send it to us on Instagram, Man of the Year Podcast, and we will answer it on the show. This one is from Matt. Let's hear it.
This is going to be one of the more difficult ones that we've had, actually. I'll
be the judge of that.
Very curious to see, because I've tossed and turned over this. So we got a listener question. It's a female listener who said she's developed a newer friendship with somebody. They've gotten very close, very fast, thinks it could be a lifelong friend. And then recently that friend saw her on social media with one of her older friends. And it turns out that older friend is a writer and had wrote something negative, like a gossip writer or something, about this newer friend. And so now the new friend basically put a little bit of an ultimatum to her. So she asked us, A, should I cut off that old friend now knowing that she did something bad and talked smack about this person? Or B, is it a red flag for this friend to ask me to choose?
I think you need to break that down for me again, because I got lost in which friend was which.
So she's got a new friend that she said is amazing and could potentially be a lifelong friend, is high profile.
Okay.
And one of her older friends writes for a gossip magazine and had written something awful about her.
Okay.
And our listener is caught in the middle. So she said, I'm friends with this person. I didn't know she did this. But now that she found out, basically this new friend has asked her to stop being friends with that person.
Oh, God. Okay. The new friend gave the ultimatum. Okay. Well, I mean, first of all, it depends how good a friend you are with the gossip columnist, if you want to call it that.
Yeah. So she said she actually, it was a very long email. She basically said, I actually think long-term, this newer friend makes more sense for my life and I really enjoy her, but I don't like being pressured into cutting off this other friend.
I mean, if I, let's say, people have talked shit about us, I guess, so we're not a good example, but if I made a new friend and she was like an actor, a guy who's an actor, and he was like,
it doesn't have to be gossip, said or did something badly about, you know, I mean, if somebody did something bad to you and you came to me, it's like this. If you came to me and you're like, look, this new friend you made, I just want you to know, like, really wrote a horrible article about ruminations. And like, it was really totally messed up. It was very personal. And I just like, you know, I just don't think it's cool that you're hanging out with them. Like, that person really, really screwed me over.
Well, I mean, this is a tough one. I mean, I think maybe first conversation could be with the old friend.
Okay. Like,
what were the circumstances behind this, whatever you wrote?
Yep.
Like, did you, like, what's the deal? Like, do you really feel this way? Why did you write this? you know, because I actually met her. She's actually really great.
Right.
And, you know, maybe they write something else that's nice. Maybe they apologize. You know, if they're like,
now you're really playing middleman. Do you really want to do that?
Well, it sounds like she really likes this new friend.
Yeah.
And the old friend is not a super close friend.
Right.
This sounds like I don't want to sound not as modern as I'd like, but this feels like something that women would have and men would not.
I don't know if that's true. If somebody did you dirty, they did you dirty, and you, now you well, have a new friend.
Doing someone dirty, is that the same as just?
Yeah, I think so. It's all under the same rubric. I mean, just like, how would you feel? Like, I came to you and I was like, dude, this guy screwed me over, or like.
Well, screwing you over is different. If I became friends with a guy and he reviewed your movie and he destroyed it, it didn't screw you over. I mean, he wrote a bad review. Would that count as?
Well, let's take it a step further. Maybe it's a better analogy that like this person screwed me. If somebody screwed me over in business or personal life, you know?
If we didn't associate with people who screwed the other person over, then we wouldn't associate with anybody.
We would be in Hollywood. You did do a project with a person that did screw me over, actually.
No, that's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking about.
Who now wants to do another project with me. What a town.
Yeah. My compunction level was zero. I was like, yeah.
Look, that's business, right? I'm just saying, you know, should you, all right, let's break this down. First of all, I don't like ultimatums in friendship.
By the way, an ultimatum from a new friend is kind of crazy.
Yeah. I don't like ultimatums. I think adults can choose to be friends with whoever they want, right? I mean, she gave you her feelings about it, and I think you got to go with and do what you want with that information, right? So now you've got all the intel. This person did this thing to them. Sounds like it was a while back. I don't think you get to tell people who they can and can't be friends with. Do you agree with that?
Well, you can tell the person that you're talking, I mean, she could say, I can't be friends with you.
Right.
But I get what you're saying. Like to say, you know, it's either her or me.
Right. Do you alternatively, do you go around like just being friends with that other person kind of without ever acknowledging that to the new friend?
I mean, it also depends. Are they going to be in the same social circles?
Doesn't sound like they're going to be in the same social circles.
Yeah.
So it's really like, do you just hide this from the friend, or do you give up that old friendship out of loyalty to this new friend because that, you know, that old friend kind of did something bad?
Well, what's weird is, okay, let's take the point of view of the new friend. I just met this girl and she's so cool, and we're hanging out and she's great, but she's buddies with Lisa. Remember Lisa who did me dirty like 3 years ago?
Right.
Feels like weird unless you're going to be seeing Lisa.
Right.
Like, who really cares?
Right. Right. Right.
It's to me, can I change the question a little bit?
Yeah.
To me, it's if you, who's already my good friend,
yes,
started hanging out with somebody who did me dirty.
Yep.
Like, I think we can both psychically think of someone who did me dirty many years ago. If you started hanging out with this guy, I'd be like, dude, what the hell?
Right. Right. So what is my obligation? As a friend, I should not be getting into that if I knew that going in. But what if I didn't? And now I've developed a friendship, right? Let's just say that could happen, right? Let's just say there's somebody who did you dirty. Now I'm in the dad world.
Yeah.
And now like the moms have become friends. Now he's at my house and like he's coming over. The wives like each other.
No idea who it is. You have no idea.
I didn't know. And now you reminded me. Right. I'm like, oh, right. That's a tough one for me, right? Then am I just supposed to be like, all right, I can't hang out with this person, right? I mean, like, because, right, like the loyalty part of you, right, old school, like loyalty, loyal friend is important quality. Like, be loyal. Like, you know, don't hang out with somebody who screwed me over. Obviously, you'd like to say, yes, that's automatically how it should be. But we all know as adults, it's not always that simple. So Should I just be like, look, I can't hang out with you because of this? I mean, like, we have a friend, not to get too personal, that we will remain nameless. Somebody did do him dirty. And we actually are friendly with the person that did him dirty because of industry stuff. You know who I'm talking about.
I don't quite know who we're talking about. Because
yes, you do. Because it was related to a female.
Okay. Yes. I think I know. By the way, I just want to backtrack on something I said 5 minutes ago, that this would only happen with women. Then we changed it to us. And I'm like, no, I'm pissed.
Of course this would happen to everybody. It's ridiculous.
But going back to your first example, it becomes a dad friend. I think I would say to you, listen, like, that's the guy. Like, I never want to see him or associate with him. Like, I'm not going to say I don't hang out with him, but, like, you know how I feel. And, like, I think that you would do one of two things. One, you would just keep him as a fringe, outer, you know, fringe friend. Or two, if you, like, if you actually, for some reason, became buddies with, like, someone I really didn't like and who did me dirty, honestly, I think it would affect our friendship. Not going to lie.
Right. So I think that's right. I think what you're saying, the way you're handling it is right to say, look, I'm not going to tell you what to do.
Right.
You know how I feel. I would prefer not to be around that person. I think that's sort of the extent of what you can ask. And then it's got to be up to me to decide how I'm going to handle.
Right.
I don't think you can give ultimatums. I think you can be like, look, I would prefer not to be around this person because of our history. And I think that's fair to respect.
And I kind of think that even if, like, if you had decided, like, listen, I get where Cairo's coming from, but, like, he's my buddy or we're working together. Like, I wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't be crazy for you to just continue that friendship anyway.
Right.
Right. I mean, it would affect our friendship. Maybe that's either that's right or quote wrong. I'm doing air quotes. I'm not sure, but right. It is what it is.
As I said, I think it's actually a tricky one.
What about, you're not going to like this, but I think it's more my personality. What if you, I don't want to say mediated, but if, what if you were like, hey, you know, Kara's my best friend. You guys had this shit happening. Like, he's still pissed. What happened there? Like, what if you tried to smooth it over?
I mean, I think there is a possibility that we're ignoring there with the smoothing over. I mean, that's now putting the onus on you in the middle. If this is what you want, right? If you're the one who wants to balance and juggle these two friendships, maybe you got to give that a shot. If it's both parties are amenable to having a sit down. Because, you know,
but I think
time does heal a lot of wounds too. Like, if there's an apology to be made and we're grownups and we're going to move on, like, can you move? If it's something you could move on from.
Yeah. But I don't even think having, you know, if they both consent to it, I think it's you unilaterally have a conversation with the new guy.
Okay.
And be like, hey, like, you know, I'm buddies with so-and-so, like, you know, what happened back? Because, by the way, what if the new friend goes, oh yeah, Cairo, he's a fucking asshole. Like, he could show his true colors to you.
Right. Yeah.
But either way, you have to, like, take my, if he was like, oh, Cairo was in the wrong, you're going to be like, no, he wasn't.
Yeah. No, I gotta be like, listen, dude, I'm going to smear you to everybody at the school.
Right.
Now we got to get the gossip, the Yenta machine going.
It's interesting because my person, like, you, people always say, I don't want to get in the middle of it. I often do find myself in the middle because A, I just, I'm a connector, but also I have that gene of trying to fix things. And so I do find myself in the middle of stuff and then I regret it, like, most of the times.
Well, let's talk about that because I think, you know, for our pod, it's a very relevant statement. I don't want to get in the middle of it. I think a lot of friends find themselves saying that. So what do they really mean? Like, I don't want the burden of this, or I know it's not going to go well. Like, is it, I know there is no good resolution of this, or I just don't want to be bothered, or, like, what does that actually mean?
I think it's a little of both, because you can't control what happens after that. It comes back on you. There's unintended consequences. And also then you bear some of the burden of what happens.
Right. Now this baggage is on you. Whatever that beef was, now you're in the middle of it.
Right. Now, if it's your two friends and it involves you, that's different.
Right.
But
I mean, because look, I think we're all guilty of also like dragging friends into things sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So are we? I'm just saying, like, sometimes, like, yes, we definitely are. We've been this year, we've been guilty of it.
Yeah.
So that being said, I'm saying sometimes the shoe's on the other foot. Sometimes you're the one dragging a friend into the middle of something, and sometimes you're the one in the middle. So is it fair to just be like, I don't want to get in the middle of it?
Well, knowing I think that,
like, the nature of friendship is that sometimes you're the one dragging people into it.
Yeah. I mean, this is a very case by case situation. Depends on the people are, depends what the situation is, you know. Never the person in the middle gets the, you know, the short end both ways.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, hey, another good thing is don't do people dirty. Don't talk shit about like when people like tweet like negative reviews of a movie. I'm just like, why?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this?
Yeah. There's a lot of negativity out there in the world, and people get, it makes some people feel big to make people feel small.
Yeah. It's, treat, stab your friends in the front. You know,
I like Oscar Wilde's answer to that. But so did we answer this question? I think the answer is you can't give somebody an ultimatum. You have to let them decide what they want to do. You can, decide if you want to be friends with that old friend. If you're seeing that their character, revealed isn't really what you want in a friend, considering what they did, or if that was a one-time thing and that's between them. I think if you're going to continue both friendships, it's probably best to have them avoid each other.
Definitely have them avoid each other. I mean, I still think, I would have a conversation with the old friend to get their context. But I also think that your original advice might be true, which is just carry on the friendship with the new friend. She doesn't have to know that you talk to the old friend. I mean, that could blow up later, I guess, but like, it doesn't sound like you really hang out that much with the old friend.
Yeah. All right. I think we answered.
Please let us know what happens. And also, listeners, please let us know what you think. I'm specifically thinking of our friend Christina. She's a bit of a gossip. She'll have some input on this listener question. And that was asking for a friend. If you have your own question you want us to answer on the air, send it to us on Instagram, Man of the Year Podcast.
The best gossip I ever heard was when I was in fourth grade.
Okay.
One of our high school buddies that we're no longer friends with told me that he was under the bed and he caught his parents having sex. And then he heard his mom say, "It doesn't excite me when you put your in my."
Well, Matt ruined this episode. Anyway.
Is that ruining it? That was the best gossip I ever heard in middle school.
I don't even know. Is that gossip? He told you what he heard directly.
Yeah. Oh, I guess. Is that not gossip?
I don't know.
It spread all around fourth grade. It spread around the classroom.
If you told me that. All right. Can we do some shouts? Actually, some good shouts today.
Yeah.
So this is like a shout within a shout. So Matt, do you remember our super fan, Eric with a K, who bought all of our merch?
Of course. How could I forget?
So he has a couple shouts he wanted us to do. One was his friends, Garrick and Sasha, who are his accountability partners.
Ooh.
And Matt, you're going to love this. He coined them his accountability buddies.
Damn, that is good.
And they have like a regular Zoom call where they talk about their goals and targets.
Is good.
He says they're helping him build Eric 2.0.
Twitter 2.0, you know me.
And then he also wants to shout one of our guests, Shasta Nelson, who wrote the book, The Business of Friendship. Eric heard about Shasta on our pod, then bought the book, loved the book. And
we got to tell Shasta that personally.
We got to tell Shasta that. So Eric wanted to shout those out. So Garrick, Sasha, Shasta, Eric, shouts to all you guys.
Amazing.
So what did we learn today?
What's your final verdict on gossip?
I think keep it positive.
Keep it positive. It's always a better way to walk through life.
keep it positive. You know, you can listen, but I refrain from spreading.
I'm going to stick with my initial take is like, be honest with yourself. We all do some form of gossip. Try not to do unnecessary gossip.
Unnecessary gossip. And let's push positive gossip.
Yeah, let's be possipers. Let's be a bunch of possipers.
Let's be possipers.
And we want to thank our presenting sponsor, Bet Online, where the game starts.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Always remember, be good to yourself. Be good to your friends. Love you, buddy.
Love you, buddy.